The Reverend Theodore Hesbrough, at the time president of Notre Dame University, made a wise observation. He said, "The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother." Consider that as you listen to this next thought that Dr. Latham has entitled, "It Works in Marriage Too."
A woman who I had never met called me at my office. The conversation went like this. Caller: "Dr. Latham, do you have a moment?" Me: "Yes, how can I be of help?" Caller: "Well, actually, you've already been of help. That's why I'm calling." Me: "How's that?" Caller: "I got your book on positive parenting because we were having problems with our 16-year-old son. We had so much success with him by using the things taught to us in the book that I wondered if it would work with my marriage. So I tried it. And that's why I called." Me: "And what happened when you put it to work in your marriage?" Caller, choking back her emotions: "Dr. Latham, for 17 years, I had lived in a rotten, miserable marriage. I had decided that as soon as the kids were raised, I was out of there. But now I can't believe how wonderful marriage can be. It's like a miracle." Me: "What are you doing differently now that has accounted for that change?" Caller: "It's really quite simple. I just accentuate the positives and eliminate the negatives. I've done with my husband exactly what your book taught me to do with my son, and it works. I just wanted you to know that. Not only did it save my son, it saved my marriage." That phone call represented the hundreds of men and women, husbands and wives, who have told me how their marriages have been enriched by using with each other the very methods we know work so well with children. Treating human behavior is not unlike treating the human body. The principles apply no matter how old or how young the person is who is being treated. Once the methods are properly adapted, they work equally well with people of any age. With older people, it might take a little longer to get the results you want, but eventually, we usually do. For you adults, moms and dads, husbands and wives, if your relationship is less than you'd like it to be, if your marriage is lacking in some unpleasant way, here are a few simple things I'd suggest you do. I call these my five rules of the day. 1, say to your spouse at least once a day, "I love you," and mean it. But say it whether you mean it or not. If you say it long enough and often enough, you will eventually come to believe it. 2, kiss your spouse at least once a day. It doesn't have to be a dripping with passion kiss. A quick peck on the cheek is sufficient. Keep it free of sexual innuendo. 3, say and think nice things to and about your spouse several times each day. One study revealed that in unhappy marriages, a spouse thinks 10 to 15 times more negative things about the other than positive things. 4, never miss an opportunity to keep your mouth shut when your spouse does some inconsequential, annoying things, like leaving something out of place or burning the toast. 5, practice the 3-minute miracle. Make certain that the first 3 minutes of your being together at the end of the day are pleasant and free of negatives. Prepare yourself for it. Get the momentum moving in the right direction. After hearing these, you might say to yourself, "Hey, get real, buddy. You've got to be kidding. If you think such Pollyannish stuff really works, you must be out of your mind." Well, let me tell you something, buddy. It does work. I've been married 42 plus years, and it works. Most marriages die of self-inflicted injuries. try something healthy for a change.